With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 9th of January and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition on a Tuesday morning here in Chennai. There's North and South Korea holding high-level talks. Yes, they're finally speaking after 2 years of silence. The CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, begins in Las Vegas. Did you know Las Vegas was a desert? I mean, it's made in the middle of a desert, actually. Interestingly, GoPro exits the drone market. Yes, those cameras have a bigger competitor that they're afraid of and they cannot really deal with them. India lose their first test in 10 matches as South Africa take a 1-0 series lead. And guess what? This is probably the most interesting piece of news today. Oprah Winfrey is reportedly considering a presidential run. Still rumors, but there's some credible sources backing it. First piece on the news is North and South Korea hold high-level talks. Delegates will meet at the Palace House in the South Korean border city of Panmunjom to discuss Pyongyang's participation in the next month's Winter Olympics. The main topic of this week's meeting will be ways that North Korean athletes can participate in the games to be held from Feb 9th in South Korea. So yes, sports is uniting the two countries. In fact, the two countries have been trying to speak. South Korea has actually been attempting to speak to North Korea for 2 years now. They've been calling their phones day after day, but there's been no answer from North Korea's side. But yesterday, North Korea answered the phone, and apparently, the talks are going to be held very soon about how the both can get together and participate in the Winter Olympics. The CES, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, we discussed this yesterday. It's beginning in Las Vegas. The world's largest consumer electronic trade show will bring 200,000 people to the desert, which is Las Vegas, to view the new gadgets that will be setting the tone for the year ahead. A lot of AI, a lot of self-driving technology, lots of home assistants coming through. Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, everybody's going to be there. But there's always been like a lot of criticism that the CES has been receiving in the past few years because the improvements are extremely marginal and the showcase is really not worth the pomp and show. So we're hoping they have something good to show up with. GoPro's drone business crashed and burned. The company, known for its pint-size action cameras, is exiting the hyper-competitive drone space that's increasingly dominated by Chinese firms like DJI. I mean, when I think of drones, I think of GoPro, but apparently DJI is bigger and it's right now eating up GoPro. GoPro also announced a new round of layoffs and disappointing financial projections, with shares falling nearly 30% on the news. Bloomberg reports that the company has reportedly hired JP Morgan to advise on a potential sale. In cricket land, we have India losing the first test in 10 matches. As South Africa take 1-0 in the lead. India failed to chase down the target of 208 runs as South Africa emerged victorious in the first test of the three-match series in Cape Town on Monday. This was India's first test loss in 10 matches, with the previous defeat coming against Australia in February 2017. The Indian cricket team has never won a test series in South Africa. Wow. So, it will be interesting to see how this turns out. In fact, last I remember was Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma were on strike and seemed like a doable target, but reading the news this morning, we didn't do it. Right. Last piece of the news, Oprah Winfrey is reportedly considering a presidential run after the media icon delivered a rousing speech at the Golden Globes. Many speculated that she may be considering a 2020 White House bid. Can you believe it? CNN reported that Winfrey is actively thinking about running, according to sources near her. Weight Watchers, which is partially owned by Oprah, saw its share spike 13% on the rumors. Wow. Stock market always has a different angle to everything. I mean, somehow impacted with every news piece out there. With that piece of news, Oprah standing for president, hopefully. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. It's definitely a better pick than Donald Trump. But celebrities entering politics is not... I'm not sure how good that is as a realistic scenario. With Rajinikanth and Kamal Haasan also entering politics in Tamil Nadu, there's The Rock, who also wants to stand for the president in the US. But if Donald Trump can become president, I'm guessing anybody can become president. Right. Leaving you with Tropic Love by Diviners featuring Conta Crest in the background. You guys have a great Tuesday morning, yeah? See you tomorrow, same time. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news.